Good morning. I'd like to thank the BBVA Foundation for giving me the chance to address you all here. Do we have a remote for the slides? Okay, so as I was saying, this is, I think, quite a unique opportunity to share my experience as a professional musician and also as someone who specializes in social media. I'm not going to speak about social media here, although I will, but not as a marketing tool, but as what I think social media really are, which is an instrument for change in our organizations, as we heard from the first speaker in this wonderful event, Douglas. I think that's where we have to start, with change in our own organizations. And I'd like to start by going back in time a little. What happened before 2008 with the connection between symphony orchestras and society and the way they operate internally. Symphony orchestras are hierarchical structures, as we all know, mostly structures where musicians, particularly before 2008, focused on what they did best, which was to perform. Naturally, and then through traditional communications and marketing channels, what we did was to try and bring more audience into our halls, but it wasn't so much about funding, because governments and sponsors were a given. But with the recession in 2008, all of a sudden, we started a phase where there were significant budget cuts, fewer sponsors, companies started to prioritize their sponsorships, and so we had to find a different funding model. And this is connected with social media, even though it may not seem obvious. Conservatories closed their doors, and society also prioritized its leisure spending and deciding whether to come to our performances or not. And so in our funding structures, we can no longer count on public funding or sponsorships, which will continue to dry up. And so we are at a key crossroads when we find ourselves alone with society, although we still have public sector support and corporate support. But I think it is through our relationship with society that we will be able to continue to fund ourselves. We clearly have to find a new model, a new type of symphony orchestra, the symphony orchestra of the future. And this is a model, let me move on to the next slide, which to me should be explained, because we all know it here, and we do experience it every day. But the symphony orchestra of the future has to be entrepreneurial. It has to be proactive in its search for funding and also for new audiences, because obviously our experiences with traditional audience is what has brought us this far. But season tickets are no longer selling like they did in the past, and we have to find other approaches in order to be economically or financially independent, which is the case already for some symphony orchestras, as we've heard, examples in the UK and in the US, where they have been focused on financial independence for longer. But we also have to be more customer-centric. Our customers are our audience, and we have to find ways to connect with them for our very survival. If we listen to them, if we put them at the center of everything that we do, we will achieve loyalty and also support from not just them, but also people within the orchestra. And it will help to build an identity, a corporate identity, which I, as a professional musician in the Dutch Symphony Orchestra, is something where there's still a lot of room for improvement. And commitment within the organization and towards our audience is an essential component of this symphony orchestra of the future. And another key aspect, which I think would really help this symphony orchestra of the future succeed, would be certainly to involve the musicians themselves as we heard at the beginning of this event in Anna's talk, to find a way to involve every stakeholder in a symphony orchestra, so musicians, but also management. And that's why internal communication is so important in this symphony orchestra of the future that I'm envisioning. And how can you bring about this change? I think that, as Douglas also said at the beginning, we need to transform the way in which we define the hierarchical structure of an orchestra. It's not that the musicians are going to be in charge, but they should be, I think, at the center of our strategy. And to do that, we have the social media, but in the corporate sense, like Zincro or Kudos or Elmer, which are very significant networks that are already being used in other companies, not in our sector. But these corporate networks could definitely facilitate internal communications in our orchestras. And that would also help us to detect and promote talent in our organization. And certainly it would help to create this identity, which I think is essential for the orchestras of the future. And that's why to seek this new way of thinking about orchestras and to make sure that internal communication brings us all closer to this, to the shared goal of bringing us closer to our audience and to our financial independence. It's about a brand identity, which is already very obvious in some symphony orchestras, but in our own sector, perhaps because we're lagging behind, still very much not the case. And so I think that is one of the essential steps that we have to move forward. And it's what we call branding, essentially. And to me, some of you, of course, are familiar with him. Tom Peters is an expert in business management since the 70s. He's always been an extremely well-recognized expert in business management. And he says, and I'd like to quote, that decentralization, flatter organizational structures, open management style, and real customer obsession can achieve extraordinary competitive advantages. And that's something that we can also learn from the business world and apply to our own context. Of course, business has to be self-sustaining, and so do we, and so we can learn from them. And to do that, we have to create a brand identity, and we have to offer something more. We have to offer value, credibility, and uniqueness. And that is something that we can communicate much more easily through social media rather than through traditional marketing channels. Because with the social media, what you get is something that you cannot get through other marketing channels, and that's emotions. Well, you can get feedback from our audience, as you've heard here today already, but you can also convey the excitement, the feelings of performing in an orchestra through its musicians, for instance. Or you can also communicate the feeling of experiencing a performance right in the concert hall. And these are the things that can help us be unique. Also on the internet, if you're not unique, you're invisible. And so that's one of the things that you really have to keep in mind when thinking about social media. So the orchestra of the future will not just have different internal structure, but it will also use the social networks to communicate internally and to influence its audience. Social networks can humanize the orchestra and enable us to contact more directly with our audiences. What I've noticed in my experience of the use of social media in this sector is that we're not following the strategies other companies use in order to operate in the social networks and achieve our goals. Particularly, we need some kind of a marketing plan, an online marketing plan, but also a protocol, which is already used in other companies, in other sectors, protocols in order to explain to employees how they should operate in the social networks too. And I'll give you a couple of quick examples of the power of social media. I'm sure you've heard about an experiment that I carried out together with Christian von Eichen, who's one of the most renowned specialists in social networks and one of Spain's first bloggers. And we organized a meeting as part of a course, an international music course that I also organized, in order to see how we could use social networks and bring into contact professionals from this sector, well, from both sectors, from social media and music. And we did this in a student's concert. It wasn't a famous symphony orchestra. These were students from all over the world. And in a two-hour performance, without practically any advance publicity, we achieved extraordinary results. 111 tweets, 95 contributors, and reached 513,000 people with almost 4 million impressions, 3,700,000, which means that there is no concert hall or even football stadium in the world that could hold that many people during a performance. And that's a fact. This is a photograph that was taken at the concert hall in Amsterdam before a performance by my orchestra. And it's a shame because we're losing, as we are here, we ask people to switch off their phones. And I've been tweeting constantly about what was going on here. And I understand that it can be annoying, but communication is also very important. And something else I wanted to mention was the ranking of Spanish orchestras in terms of Twitter presence. My goal has always been to improve the visibility of this sector and to analyze how Spanish orchestras are doing in this area. And there's certainly a lot of room for improvement and huge opportunities. Also very clear examples, for instance, Cloud is an index influence which uses specific algorithms to know the influence of an individual or an organization online. And these are the results for the Spanish orchestras, which go from 63 down to 25 in terms of their score in the scale. But we have examples like the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, which has a score of 88, or the Los Angeles Philharmonica, which has a clout of 88. And is this possible in Spain? Of course it is. It is possible, and we have examples, because in the top five Cloud Spain, we have four examples that are well above these scores. I'll show you the list because it's really very interesting. Real Madrid with 95, Barcelona Football Club with 94, Dwayne Johnson, I don't know who he is, but he's obviously got a lot of clout. He's got 91, Valencia Football Club and Cristiano Ronaldo. But apart from this not being a joke, because these individuals and companies do take their clout online very seriously, we see that these are organizations that really connect with their audience, that have strong brand image and are using the full power of the internet to get the funding that they all need to keep going forward. But another surprise, there is a cultural institution in Spain which is doing almost as well as Cristiano Ronaldo. They're just one point below. And this is, I think, an interesting example. Above the Berlin Orchestra, in this case, and that's the Prado Museum. And the Prado Museum has a clout index of 89. But again, the Prado Museum, like so many institutions that need funding, I do encourage you to read their 2013-2016 action plan, in which they say that because of the effects of the downturn and reduced public funding, with realistic but ambitious goals, they want to become 73% self-funding. If we compare it with the current level for not just Spanish orchestras, but also Dutch orchestras like my own, it is very high. What shouldn't we do in social media? We're wasting a lot of opportunities when we try and use the social media for traditional marketing, posting posters and so on. I get a lot of questions about this, and they tell me, but can I sell tickets on Facebook? Well, you could. That's not the point. You're not using that channel for that. Another question that Douglas McLennan got asked was, how can we monetize our presence online? But our networks are there to communicate with our audience. We have to manage it professionally because of the amount of data we get about our organization, about our audience's tastes and interests, but especially in order to have this essential direct contact with them that will enable the orchestra of the future. And finally, to finish very briefly, I'll tell you where all of these assumptions come from. I am a professional musician. I've been in international orchestras for over 20 years. I'm now in the Dutch Symphony Orchestra, where I am head violinist, but I've also been a member of the artistic committee of the orchestra for many years, so I understand the way the organization works and the profession. I also teach at the Amsterdam Conservatory in the new master's program. They have orchestral studies and also a program which is called DOP, where they teach students, the students' future performance of tomorrow's orchestras, to design websites, including personal branding. Knowledge. These are the musicians who will be in our orchestras in the future and who will help us turn this pyramid around and will be the center of all of these strategies. Internal talent is extremely important. Also, I organize a music course in which social networks are essential. We've been doing this for 6 years with 400 students, 12 different countries. Of course, excellent teachers. This is another thing that you can't get through the social networks. You can't improve the qualities of the product, but it does enable you to reach a lot of potential listeners. And there are no borders on the internet. And communicator and entrepreneur, the task that I set myself with this blog that I have was precisely that, to give more visibility to the sectors that together we could seek and take advantage of all of these opportunities together. And the orchestra of the future, to me, I'll sum up with the final image in my presentation, which is this one. The center has identity, commitment, and education and service involving every stakeholder within the orchestras. We have to involve, follow, listen, talk, increase loyalty, and move our audience. And social media are a wonderful way to do that. If you manage to generate loyalty and support, we will also reach institutions and companies that will see us as the center of society. And together, we can certainly succeed. Thank you.